It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back on a Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz once again. Ike, how we doing, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm doing fantastic. Happy Wednesday. Jackie Baseball. Listen, I long for the spring and summertime to watch the Phillies play when I get home. The fact that they've been off 2 out of the last 5 days.
Yeah, lock in.
Seriously, lock in, grow up. Let's get the baseball season going. Holla at your boy.
Ringthebellbook.com.
There it is. There it is. I was even going to ask you. You didn't even give it. You didn't give it a chance.
Listen.
Ringthebellbook.com.
I don't like shameless plugging. Not a huge fan.
Plug away.
Listen. Again, the kids are eating water sandwiches.
You got two kids to feed. Yep. You got two kids to feed.
We're just trying to.
He's a struggling father.
We're all just trying to make it.
Jack McNall over there.
Well, listen. I may have gotten. I may have talked to Glenn today.
There it is.
Without even bringing it up, he said, "You got a shameless plug," and I said,
"There it is.
I got you, Glenn."
There it is. I was already complaining to Jack about the price of the book today,
and like I told you, it comes with an autographed copy
and free shipping.
Man, awesome. And free shipping.
Yeah, free shipping. Yes.
Yep. There it is.
Didn't set the price.
Yeah. Jack's going to set up a table at all of our live broadcasts.
Well, every Friday at Chickie's.
There you go.
The early books.
There you go.
Ring the Listen,
bell book.
Again, okay. It's...
All right. Stupid book. All right. It's a big day, as it always is. Flyers in 50 with Brodes returns at 3:30.
They suck. Who cares?
Oh, Meatoff man was doing pretty good.
Meatoff?
What's his name?
Meechkoff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and he is the defending holder of the belt, so we'll see if he has anything there. What else do we have? Anything in particular? Oh, the first power rankings of Eagles Insider of the Year, which will be handed out in 2026.
Yeah,
Elliot
important.
Is the current champion, but we'll give you the first power ranking.
Peacocking a lot, too, that Elliot kid.
Oh, jeez.
That Elliot kid. Well, heard him on the midday show.
Don't say peacock too close to him, because I'm pretty sure a peacock pooped on him.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, he got pooped on by a bird. We'll humble him when he comes back on this show. But I'm going to introduce a new kind of show for the WIP Afternoon Show.
Oh, what do we got today?
You know, we like our have we have Tell the Truth Thursday. Mm-hmm. We have On the Record Friday, and today is going to be Convince Me Wednesday. All right, it's Convince Me Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. I'm going to tell you in a second what I'm going to need you to convince me of. So
yes.
The big conversation over the last couple of days is the tush push. The tush push is probably going away. Roger Goodell pretty much made it clear he wants it to go away. Everybody wants it to go away. So it's probably going to go away. And we can disagree on how much it will actually affect the Eagles, but I think we can all agree it'll at least have a little bit of an effect on the Eagles, them not having on that play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could look at that one thing and you could say yes. Like, that's just a little thing. The Eagles can be just as good next year without the tush push. It's just a little thing. But when teams get better or teams get worse, it's rarely just one thing, right? The Eagles added Saquon Barkley, but they had even been to a Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley. It wasn't just Saquon Barkley that made them better. It was a lot of things.
Right.
And when you get better, it's a lot of things, a lot of small things usually that make you better. And when you get worse, it's a lot of little things that make you get worse. And what I think we're seeing in this offseason that nobody seems to want to deal with, because we just keep looking at every little thing, there's been a lot of little things, right? So tush push, little thing makes them a little bit worse, maybe just a little bit, but tush push, a little thing. Saquon Barkley coming off a 500 touch season. Next year, probably Saquon not going to be the same Saquon that we saw this year. That's another little thing. Eagles lose their starting cornerback. There's another little thing. Eagles lose their starting safety. There's another little thing. Eagles lose their starting edge rusher. There's another little thing. Eagles lose their starting guard on offense. There's another little thing. Eagles lose their second best defensive tackle. There's another little thing. Eagles going to start the season next year without their second best linebacker. There's another little thing. So on Convince Me Wednesday, with that entire list, yeah. I need you and the people of the Delaware Valley to convince me that the Eagles aren't going to be worse next year.
Yeah, I mean, this
they're going to be worse.
This should not take much convincing.
They're going to be
seriously,
worse.
Stop what you're worrying.
They're going to be worse.
Hold on. That's not saying a whole lot. They're going to be worse than being the best team in the league last year.
Well, yeah, but how much?
They're going from being number one to, so are they falling from one to eight?
Well, I don't know.
One to two?
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, what do we really think the difference was between one and like four last year? Maybe not that huge a difference.
I got to be honest with you. The more and more I look back on the season, I understand Detroit had a great season.
They did.
They were fugazi, though.
Wow.
When they played legitimate competition, they didn't look as dominant. I'm not going to say they looked like they didn't belong. I'm just saying they didn't look as dominant. With the Eagles, the more and more I look back on their season, they truly were the best team in football this past year. It maybe didn't get done the more conventional way that we thought it would get done, with how we thought the offense would be a high-flying offense. They just did it. With an explosive running game and a great defense. But from a talent standpoint, I don't think there were many games we saw last year where it looked like the Eagles weren't the superior team.
Sure, but they lost a ton of talent.
Okay, so here's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They lost talent. Sure, they did. But when you're a team as good as the Eagles were, they can afford to lose some talent. They lost talent on defense. They lost the right guard. You know, Seabiscuit, Mekhi Becton, that was my guy.
Yes.
Right? I understand. He's not here. But of all the positions to lose on offense, you can argue that's the one you would want to lose somebody. If you had to lose somebody, I don't even want to lose Dallas Goedert. And tight end.
And we lose the tush push, and Saquon's not as good, and starting cornerback.
You talking about Saquon is not as good. Well, it's going to be hard to be a 2,500-yard rusher again, but he doesn't need to be. Because here's the thing. The offensive passing game can be better while Saquon may not be as explosive and as productive as he was last year. Even if you take away 25% of that, he's still giving you a 1,500, 1,600 total yard season. That's great for most backs in this league. You add that along with the passing game with Jalen and the offensive weapons, I'm not concerned about the offense at all. Now, the defense, there are some questions there. There are some questions on the defensive side of the ball. But here's the problem. I mean, here's the I'd say my solution to that is that the offense has to be better. There are young guys on defense that I expect to be better in their second and third year. I get that. But am I expecting this to be the number one defense in the league? I am not. But if they give me somewhere between 10, 12, 15, like as long as the offense is a top 10 or plus offense, there is not another team in the league right now that I look at their roster and I say, dude, how are we ever going to stack up against that team? There's not another team. There's not another team on our schedule.
You're talking about a top 10 or 12 defense, and then you're talking about a top 10 offense. You know what that makes you? It makes you a top 10 team.
And I'm also being conservative. I'm also being conservative. What they won is they won the Super Bowl with the 7th or 8th best offense.
And the number one defense.
Sure.
So they have the 7th or 8th best offense again, and they have the number 10 defense. We have the 7th or 8th best team. You're not doing a good job of convincing me.
If you want to be stuck in a certain position, you're going to be stuck. We all know you. You're not going to be convinced with facts. You're convinced with feelings and what you see.
I'm giving facts. You're giving dreams.
No. What I'm saying is I can't give you antidotes, and you're going to say, oh, you convinced me.
What
can I tell you that's going to convince you?
I see it all on paper. It's there. They're worse next year. They're worse.
But they're worse than being if you look at this Eagles team, Jeffrey Lurie said this yesterday. You look at this Eagles team, this 2024 Eagles team. Where would this team rank for our Super Bowl champions over the last decade? So in other words, when I say they weren't just a team that squeaked by and won the Super Bowl by the hair of their chinny chin chins. They were a dominant team that won 16 out of 17 games to close out the season. And they went on a playoff run, not of beating Danny Dimes and Brock Purdy. They beat Jordan Love. They beat Matthew Stafford. They beat Jaden Daniels. And they beat Patrick Mahomes. That's a pretty damn good roster. And you're not going to convince me that losing Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and CJ GJ.
And Darius Slay and Mekhi Becton.
And that's it.
Well, that's it. It's like half their.
That's five players.
Yes.
And of 22?
It's almost half of their defense. It's almost half of their starting defense.
That's a third of the defense.
4 of 11. It's some 40%. Okay.
That's or 37%. Third of the defense.
It's a little more than a third.
Third of the defense.
It's a little more than a third.
It's a third of the defense.
I don't want to. It's a little more than a third. It's a little more than a third.
And who can't be replaced?
Well, I don't know. What are we replacing them with?
Well, who can't be replaced over there? Josh Sweat and his 8.5 sacks.
By the way, it's closer to 5.
Super Bowl MVP Josh Sweat.
Super Bowl MVP Josh Sweat. And if we're considering N'Kobe Dean, I can't count on N'Kobe Dean either. So we're closer to half now. Now we're closer to half. Now we're at 5 of 11.
Okay.
You know?
Well, N'Kobe Dean's coming back.
I hope.
Well, if he doesn't, Jeremiah's there. Okay.
See?
Yeah, Spike.
Yeah. Listen. I love what N'Kobe Dean did, but the floor was the floor. That's not like N'Kobe Dean was playing at an all-pro level last year.
No, but he was good.
He was solid.
You're doing the same thing everybody does.
Oren Burks came in, and we didn't miss a beat.
System linebackers.
Now, Oren Burks is gone, too.
But my point is that with missing N'Kobe Dean didn't
hurt us. And Isaiah Rodgers is gone. Backups are gone. The starters are gone.
And the guys that you named wouldn't even been guys you would have named a year ago. So I say that to say, maybe the coaching, being in the culture and the system, allows you to replace guys as they leave. That's what you got to be able to trust, Mike. You got to be able to trust the system and the culture. It's proven. It's proven.
It's proven. Death by a thousand cuts. That's what
it's
I say
proven.
Here. The tush push is just the cut that pushed me over the edge. 215-592-9494. It's a convince me
proven.
Wednesday. Convince me the Eagles aren't worse next year because they're worse. Convince me they're not worse. Now, our side question today.
Your team better than the NFC better than the Eagles right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, who would you say is better than the Eagles right now?
Well, the Detroit Lions were the best team in the NFC until they lost.
Fugazi.
But wait, they lost their entire defense to
long.
Injury.
It didn't stop them from having a number one seed.
And we lose our whole defense, and everything's like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
They lost to Washington.
Wasn't that good anyway.
At home.
I know, but
they were Fugazi. Nobody in that division won a playoff game.
Can't be Fugazi being good that good 2 years in a row.
Three teams in there won double-digit games, and they couldn't win a playoff game.
We almost lost to the Rams at home.
Almost don't count.
Okay. All right. We do have a next question today.
Yes.
The world lost a great actor, Val Kilmer, passes away at the age of 62.
Batman.
He had throat cancer, died complications of pneumonia. A great career, a great leading man Val Kilmer was. I said to Jack earlier today, Val Kilmer played Batman, Jim Morrison, and Elvis, in like among all the other roles. But I mean, what a cool lineup of roles to play. So for next question, after you get in your sports point, we're going to give us a great leading man. There are a lot of great leading men in history. Give us a great leading man. Jack, give us your bad answer first.
Yeah, so I'll get this one out of the way early.
Yeah, here we go.
Always a big answer.
Yep.
with Happy Gilmore 2 coming out soon.
Oh, stop it.
Adam Sandler.
He's nowhere near a leading man.
He might be the worst leading man.
Yeah.
Billy Madison.
They're great movies. It's not a leading man.
Who's the lead in them?
Well, he's the lead, but he's not a quote-unquote leading man.
Yeah, shove it. Ringthebellbook.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going Denzel. No secret.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Well, he's going Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
From ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And no secret, I'm going Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's my favorite actor of all time. Brad Pitt's my favorite actor ever.
Yeah.
I'm going Brad Pitt number one. Yeah. So.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's pretty good.
Brad Pitt's.
He's not even. What, is he top five of in the 90s?
What, are you crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. Brad Pitt?
No. Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah. Hold
Legends of the Fall was pretty good.
Sandler.
Stop.
Sandler.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. After the Eagles lose the Tush Push, I say it's death of a thousand cuts, right? Convince me the Eagles are not worse next year than they were this year. On a Convince Me Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show, 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, this man, this dude put drops on the drop board like Nick Sirianni, man. This dude talking about meat off.
I know.
Come on, bro. What you doing, man?
Yeah, meat off. We've said meat off 100 times this year.
Well, it felt like it should be said. Dude.
Yeah, meat off.
Oh, but hey, man, Spike, let me get on you real quick. Spike, listen, man. I read you like a book. Shout out, ring the bell. You know what I'm saying? I read you, man. Listen, we sit up here. We can't even convince you to put a damn TV in the bedroom. And you think we're going to convince you about your opinion about the Eagles next season?
I'm just saying.
We can't even convince you to try a steak, man.
I've had a steak. I've had a TV in the bedroom. Life's better without both
of
them.
Don't ask him too much about steaks because then we get the industrial farming. Yeah. No one needs that. Yeah.
Don't need that. Listen,
all I'm saying, Corey, is when you look at each one of those things individually, they look like not a big deal, but you add them all up and it's a lot of losses for one off season.
There's a lot of ways to skin the cat. I remember the 2019 Buccaneers. They brought back all 22 starters and they went home in the division round. You know what I'm saying? You need to mix it up. I get it. Like, see, you don't want to bring back the same team because you got to have some dudes in that locker room that's hungry. Now, we lost a lot of talent. I give you that big play. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I'm not
going to
be
Tush push.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, Tush push, it ain't lost yet. But even if we do, that's what, 2-3 plays a game? That is a big play and all that.
It's a big deal. It's such a big deal. The whole league is scheming to get rid of it.
Imagine this. The whole league scheming to stop one play because of a team that run it. Let that tell you. So you want to know how good a team is, right? That's how scared they are of the Eagles. They want to stop a play. They want to get rid of a play that's ran three times a game from one team, right?
Yep.
Let that show you the fear that, you know, the fear that the league got of one team, right? That's the fear they got. I'm not worried.
Listen, you're doing a poor job of convincing me.
No, listen, everybody keeps saying, the defense is going to get worse. I think it's awfully funny how you always just assume the defense is going to get worse. Right, but you just don't think the offense going to get better or not. You just, the defense could be worse.
The offense has the same play, the same players.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have different plays this year.
We got a new coach.
I heard that a year ago.
Hey, okay. The quarterback going to be better. Listen, all I know is last year we had to do Saquon going to come back.
Hey, yep.
My coach talking about Avery Williamson. I didn't even know who this dude was. Nick Sirianni said we want to use him all over. He already in the lab got plays up for this.
Is that our returner? So, is that a returner that we got?
He said he's gonna use him as running back.
He's a running back.
So I'm like, okay, you know, maybe Sirianni got something up on his sleeve. I'm not worried about none of these teams in the NFC. No Packers. No Detroit Lions. Ike is right. That was a fugazi team. You talking about the Lions was the best team. You said that. Ain't nobody else say that.
Oh yeah, nobody said the Lions were the best team. Yeah, it's just me. Yeah, it's just me. It's just me. It's just me who said the Lions were the best team last year.
We try to tell you they wasn't no good team. Listen, you got to start listening.
If we lost a number of players on defense that the Lions lost, we would be using that excuse from now until 100 years from now.
Listen, all I know is this is why I realized about things that happen. Everybody else in the league can get these excuses, but one team and one guy don't get these excuses. I know a guy who lost 10, 9 starters after 2022 defense, and he got blamed all the next year. Oh, he turned the ball
over. He complains about not having an offensive coordinator continuity every year.
Because the defense giving up 60 points in 2 back-to-back weeks, but he turned the ball over is his fault. He loses a coach every year, and he gotta adjust to it.
No excuses.
All I know is all them excuses, and my guy is there every year. Jared Goff, you told me, Spike, you told me Sean McVay was great, right?
He is.
Sean McVay, you were telling me better than Sirianni, or appearance, Super Bowl. All I know now is what the resume look like. All I know now, what the resume look like? You know what I'm saying? He got this great quarterback.
Well, wait a minute. What does the resume look like? How is Nick Sirianni's resume better than Sean McVay?
They've both been to 2 Super Bowls, lost 1-1-1.
Yeah. But you were telling me last year, like, Sean McVay is great coach.
He is.
We got a top-two coach in the league. Andy Reid, 1. Nick Sirianni, number 2.
McVay is right there.
I mean, you're talking like you proved me wrong that McVay almost won.
They almost beat us.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
Okay. Oh, they almost. I talking about almost, but then you just said almost don't count. Get out of here. We got a top-two quarterback in the league.
I only said something because I believe McVay is a good coach.
He is a good coach.
And we got a top-two defensive coach in the league.
We do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's my conviction. Yep. I got the best GM in the league. I'm top two at every one of my important positions.
And
top
I think Sirianni might be four and zero against McVay.
McVay. Oh, we dominated McVay.
Sirianni got a winning record versus all the good coaches. Who?
Okay.
Tomlin,
what's Jalen Hurts' record against what's his face in Tampa? The quarterback.
Baker. Yeah.
Baker. We want to go head to head. What's Jalen's record against Baker Mayfield?
He 1-1.
No, he's not.
What's his record against Zach Wilson?
He's not 1-1 against Baker Mayfield.
No, he's 2-2. He's 2-2.
He's 1-2.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But that's one team.
And one of them was in the playoffs where Jalen shines.
We play Tampa every week. Okay. We play Tampa every week.
How many different offensive coordinators has Baker Mayfield had in the last 4 years? 4.
Hey, all I know is Baker Mayfield, it took him 2 teams, it took him 6 teams, 7 coaches to get it right. Right? 2 teams, 6 teams, 6,
no,
7
4
coaches,
teams,
right?
Yeah, at least 4. 4.
Exactly. All I know is he's so great, number one pick. See, what I don't like is we sit up here and tell me all these guys is great, all these people is great, right? Number one pick, all this time, all this stuff. But then they get more excuses than the dudes that ain't good. Let me ask you this. Everybody always want to tell me Josh Allen, all these guys, you put them on the Eagles. I got a question for you. Put Josh Allen on the Bills. They got a Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm not doing this whole thing. Next question. Give me a leading man. Give me a leading man, Corey.
Hey, man, listen. This ain't for no prize, is it?
No,
never.
Hey, because all I know is when the leading man of this show won here last week, it was a little bit of drop-off. So I'm going to go with the leading man of the afternoon show. You know, Corey for Columbus.
Oh, my God. He's doing the OG thing. He's
are doing the OG way playbook.
When I don't lead off, y'all put, you know, a lot of feelings in here, and it don't hit the same.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
The listeners just picking themselves. Yep. Yeah, that's a good call from Corey. He didn't convince me at all. No reasons. Zero. Give me zero reasons. All right. It's Convince Me Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. The Eagles are now about to lose the tush push, along with 5 other defensive players, along with Mekhi Becton. Convince me on Convince Me Wednesday the Eagles are not worse next year, because I think that they are. And for next question today, in honor of Val Kilmer, who passed away, give us a great leading man. Coming
that
up
man.
Next, we will hear Sean McVay on the tush push and what he thinks of it, along with Roger Goodell. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, 2 pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vallani and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This was college.
Well, if I had one or two up in me, it's over.
Yeah. It's amazing this song made it this far.
I know, man.
I mean, this is probably, what, 96, something
that
like that.
Is?
Yeah, I was in college, so
that's
right around
that.
That's
a great party song, man. Oh, yeah. That's a good dance floor song, man.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you convinced the Eagles are going to be as good as they were last year this year? Yes or no? Ike, what do we think the Twitter response has been?
I say yes. Let's go with... I've been off the last two times here. Let me get home in on a number. I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to go 64%.
How about this? 50-50.
50-50?
50-50.
Okay. Wow.
50-50 on Convince Me Wednesday.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
No offense to you. I love you. You know that.
Yeah, I know you love
me. It's a great question.
Yep.
But it's a little...
What?
When you're 14-3 and win the Super Bowl.
Isn't that the standard?
Yeah, but I know. Do they have to be 14-3?
Forget about
the Super Bowl aspect of it.
Forget about all of it.
Well,
as good.
They're 12-5, 13-4 team with a harder record.
I'm saying,
with a harder schedule.
I'm saying you were that I saw Jack. Jack was waiting to cut.
Someone said hard.
He was waiting.
Idiot.
He was ready to press the button. I saw him freeze. You know what? I'm going to put record aside. I'm going to put Super Bowl aside.
Okay.
I'm going to say not as good. Not as good.
What does that mean?
They're not going to be as good. They've lost too much. They lost the tush push. They lost all these players. They lost our offensive coordinator. Not as good.
Here's what I'm saying is.
Yeah.
Is there any team that's been as good after they won the Super Bowl? In other words, so isn't this more or less status quo?
That they won't be as good.
When the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, they weren't as good as they were the year before. They still made it back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure in history there have been.
Well, I just gave you the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They weren't as good
as
the team that won before.
Yeah, that's true.
But they still made it back to the Super Bowl.
Back to the Super Bowl, right. I think the difference between the Eagles and the rest of the NFC, probably not as great as the difference between the Chiefs and the rest of the league at that time. Is what I would say.
All right.
That Chiefs team was pretty outstanding.
Yeah.
When you're talking when they won, talking about last year.
Yeah, when they beat us. The year they
beat
us.
Right. Yep. They were not as good this year as they were
as they
the year
were
before
year,
and,
yeah.
and the were the year before that.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree with you there.
All right.
215-592-9494. It is Convince Me Wednesday. You have to convince me the Eagles aren't going to be worse next year because I think they are. And next question today, give us a great leading man in honor of the great Val Kilmer. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Let me help you out here, Spikey.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
Let's say this here. We were already good at the tush push, right?
Yes.
For the last four years.
Yes.
All right.
Right.
That's when we had Miles Sanders pushing and Swift pushing. So basically, you're telling me that we were only successful because we had Miles Sanders and Swift doing the push?
Boy, I'm not following. I'm not following here.
But my point is this here.
Yeah.
The only thing that's going to change with the tush push is that Saquon's not going to be able to push Jalen.
Right.
Well, Goddard was the main one. He's not going to be here.
Yeah.
No, Goddard, don't push.
Oh, yeah, we're going to lose Goddard, too. We're going to lose Goddard, too.
Right.
Just throw that on there.
It don't matter.
Goddard won us two games this year.
Okay, but Goddard missed seven games. So basically, he lost us all the games that we did. How about that one?
Yeah, damn good logic, OJ.
And Saquon didn't even push Jalen. What are you talking about?
Saquon's, everybody that watches the tush push, you can see Saquon's the one that pushes the tush.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's the only thing that they've taken out. They're not saying you can't run it.
They're going to change the rules of where you can't push him in.
Yeah, you can't. It's gone. It's going to be gone. They're going to change the rules enough.
Hold on, Spike. My point is we're still going to run it. The running back is just not going to be able to push.
Yeah. Then it's not the tush push. I feel like I'm going insane. If you can't push the quarterback, the play is different. It's not the same play.
No, it's not. And I'm trying to tell you, with Jalen Hurts' strength, that's not the case. The running back pushing him only makes us get 2 and 3 yards rather than the inch that we needed.
No. Well, sometimes it's not an inch.
So both of y'all are correct in my opinion here. Obviously, you can't push him, it's a different play.
That's what they're fighting for.
But OG is pretty much saying it's not going to make a difference.
Well, then why do they do it and why are they fighting for it?
Because it helps.
Well, then it does make a difference. I'm going insane. Of course it makes a difference. OG, you're breaking my brain here. The entire league is trying to get them not to push. The league itself is trying to get them not to push. The owner, the general manager, and the coach are fighting to push. And you're telling me, and you just admitted that it helps. What are we talking about? Of course it matters.
Let me help you not break your brain, okay? Because I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, right.
But my point to you is this here, Spike.
Yeah.
Is that the owners are fighting whatever in terms of our owners and our coaches is because no one likes for something to be taken away from you because you do it better than everybody else. But the thing is, and the other ones is complaining because they don't know how, they know they can't beat the Eagles any other way. So you're just talking about something that really is about nothing because at the end of the day, we're still going to run the damn play. We're just not going to have Saquon pushing. And we're still going to be successful.
Am I insane? Am I going crazy here?
Your thought process, or it feels this way, is if you feel like they can't convert 4th-and-1 or 3rd-and-1 without the push.
Well,
he's saying it doesn't matter if they have the push or not. They're still going to be able to convert.
Well, if that's what he was saying, that would be fine. But he's saying it's the same play. They just won't be able to push. Without the push, it's not the same play.
Well, he's still saying you're going to get the same results as his play.
I'm not sure that we'll get the same results. And if we would get the same results, I don't know why they'd be doing all of this if we would just get the same results.
Here's what they, because Spike, it's a lot of things that the people don't really know and that people are trying to, Jalen Hurts is evolving this game. Jalen Hurts is the reason why we are successful at the tush push. It's not the damn running back is what I'm trying to say to you. But everybody,
it has nothing to do with the offensive line, I guess, too.
Yes, it has a lot to do with that. That's a part of it. But I'm saying, if you don't have a quarterback that is as strong as Jalen Hurts, you're not getting that.
So why was Tom Brady able to be good at a quarterback sneak even though he wasn't as physically strong as Jalen Hurts is?
Because he was more experienced, and what he's doing is what they call picking and choosing.
Okay.
He's picking and choosing where he wants to go with it. That's all. And we would do the same thing if they said we can't even line up in the formation. Remember, we were even being successful at the quarterback sneak before even what's the name even came here. We were doing that.
Can I just give you something honest? This is just you and me. I'm going to take us off air for a second. Your calls haven't been nearly as good since the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
And you know what? It's because you can't digest the fact that we won the Super Bowl.
I can.
And you can't accept the fact that Jalen is better than all of the quarterbacks that you tried to put in front of me.
All right.
Now that you can't do it anymore, you're losing your brain.
All right. Next, I didn't even bring up Jalen in the open. Had nothing to none of this has anything to do with Jalen. They lost five important defensive players. They lost the right guard. They lost their short yardage play. They lost they're losing their starting tight end. And the whole premise was, are they going to be as good next year? And you told me the tush push will be exactly the same, except for they're not going to do the thing in the play that they're trying to ban. Why don't you give us a great leading man?
Hold on.
What?
With Mekhi Becton, right?
Yes.
Were we a good offensive line before Mekhi Becton?
Yes.
So you think we're not going to be as good?
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. It's not what I said. Give us a great leading man.
Ike, isn't that what he's saying?
No, it's not what I said. It's not what I said.
Okay.
I said, if you would listen instead of just yapping away, I said every one of these things is not a huge deal in and of itself. It is the combination of all of them. That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't say the loss. Clearly, the loss of Mekhi Becton alone does not make them significantly worse. I'm saying it is the combination of all of these things. Will you give us a great leading man, please?
It's OG Wade.
I was just waiting to get to that part. Sean McVay,
yes.
who we discussed with Corey from Columbus, weighed in on the tush push as to what he thinks of it and its potential banning.
I don't believe in taking something out because they do it better than anybody else. And I told both John and Howie that when we were talking yesterday. What I don't like is the optics of that play. Looks like a rugby scrum. And there are some health and safety things, which those things exist in short yardage and goal line situations as well. So I'm kind of conflicted because you don't want to be a hater because they do it better than anybody else. So I don't agree with that. But I also wish we didn't let the play in the first place in regards to just the optics of what it looks like. Doesn't look like football to me.
It doesn't look like football. So.
Well, it doesn't.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it looks more like football than any other sport. It doesn't look
any
like
other, like basketball or baseball.
Yeah,
it's more like football than it does baseball.
Well,
yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a bunch of ugly plays.
I mean, rugby looks like football too.
Yeah. Quarterback sneak doesn't aesthetically look very good.
This play wasn't being run by the Eagles, and it was being run by someone else. Everyone in this town would be opposed to this.
This
play.
Is because I bleed green. I don't know about you.
It's not about bleeding green.
It is.
I'm simply saying, if this play was being ran by another team.
Yeah.
By another team, we would be opposed to this play.
Maybe. Yes.
No, there's no
but
doubt
it's not.
In my mind we would be.
But it's not, and we would be wrong.
We
would be babies.
Well, that's fine. And
liars.
Listen, that's all fine.
Yeah.
I'm just simply saying, I think we're babies for whining about the fact it may get taken away. Now,
what?
That's where we turn into babies. That's where I want the Eagles. They've already voiced their opinion on this whole matter. There's no need to keep whining about if they take it away, it's not fair, this and that and the other. When you're the Super Bowl champions, buck up. I would take offense to people thinking that I need this play as a crutch. As good as my offensive line coach is, as good as my offensive line is, I got a 2,000-yard running back in the backfield. I got a quarterback to squat 600 pounds, and I'm going to sit around and whine that I can't push my guy forward. Is it that's going to stop us from winning football games?
Yes, we I'm should
whine. I'm embarrassed by that. I'm embarrassed by that. We've already stated how we feel about it. We know it's a bunch of haters around the league. Now just let it play itself out. If they're going to conspire against this team to get the play out of here, then you know what? Shove it up their tush that we're going to run it down your throat this year with Saquon. You don't want the tush push? Then guess what? You're going to get these running backs. You're going to get 30 points put up on you. You know when the Patriots got caught with Spygate and all of that? You know what Belichick did? He ran the score up on every team they faced. Oh, you think we can't win without video or this and that and the other? Then we're going to go 18-0 and run the score upon you like it's college. Now, they lost in the Super Bowl. My point is that those players took offense to it being a perception that they didn't go out there and win on the field with their play, that they needed electronics. They needed video in order to win. So what they did that year was blew every team out legally. No videos or any of that.
Same with Brady with the deflated footballs. He came back and won MVP.
Yes, but they fought to do those things. To say that we shouldn't fight to keep the play that we're good at is crazy. They should keep fighting.
My point is continuing to whine about it makes us look like we need it as a crutch. I'd rather us say, you know what? Take it away. We're still going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
It don't
even matter. We're just so tough. We shouldn't keep our good play.
I'm just telling
you. We're the toughest.
That's just the way I would look at it.
We shouldn't keep our good play. We should, you know.
Like, I wouldn't be a player sitting around here whining that, oh, man, they're trying to take the tush push away from us. What are we going to do? Like, I wouldn't do that.
Well, nobody's saying what are we going to do, but we should fight to keep what we've developed.
They already did.
They should keep fighting.
They won the Super Bowl.
Shut up, you.
They just won the Super Bowl. No, he's right. He's right.
He's never right.
They just won the Super Bowl.
All right.
They just literally won the Super Bowl.
Ike hasn't convinced me of anything, but I'm going to convince you to go to Colonial Hyundai. The time is right now. Stop waiting. They're going to make everything faster, easier, and better. You've heard me tell you that the Carzar John Ashdale is committed to doing that. The staff at Colonial committed. The brand new dealership committed. More cars on the lot than you could even know what to do with. Over 200 brand new Hyundais. You want an Ioniq, the EV, the 6 or the 5, they got that. You want the Palisade, they've got that. You want the Kona, they've got that. And they're going to do whatever you need to do, whatever your issue is, whether it's your budget, whether it's your financing, whether it's your trade-in. They have huge trade-in incentives. Some of the best financing you can get anywhere. The time is now. Rates as low as 0%. Stop going to other places that aren't committed to making the process faster, easier, and better. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Can I ask you a question, though?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been holding in that tush push thing? Because it felt like an explosion.
No.
Right there. The stop whining.
Well, that's because you've been whining a lot.
Oh, me.
Well, not him. Everyone's been whining about it.
Well, and everybody else.
Well, it's like Howie standing up. I envision Howie on a pedestal in front of all the people being like, we need to do it. We got to have it.
You guys insulting the owner, Jeffrey Lurie. Mr. Lurie was whining about it yesterday.
Stop being so dramatic.
My point is that they've already stated their case as to why they should be allowed. We all agree with it. It's not illegal. They're not doing anything illegal. But the moaning and groaning about if they take it away, that's what I can't take. That's what I can't take anymore. We're the freaking Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles. What are we doing?
I just don't want another thing taken away from me. I had my starting.
It's a freaking quarterback.
I had my starting.
They're gonna be
shut
fine.
Up.
They won. They were 92% in 2021.
Jack, you've already said they're gonna win 10 games next year.
Yeah, because
so
I know this
stop
what
they're gonna be fine.
They're gonna be playing fine another play. Yeah, they're gonna be fine.
They lost their starting cornerback, their starting safety, their starting edge, their second best tackle.
Yeah, I know.
Their second best linebacker, their starting tight end, and now their go-to short yardage play. And everybody's like, everything's gonna be fine.
I agree with you on that. I'm talking about the individual play is not going to ruin next year. They were 92% in 2021 on regular ass quarterback sneaks.
So why do they want to do this?
I don't know. I want them to grow up and get over it. It's like, who cares? Who cares?
You just don't want Jalen to get any time touchdowns.
How much more breaks does he need?
Okay. All right.
I want those to continue. Yeah.
Well, no, we don't because the odds are out of control. Like, we know this. We're on A.J. Dillon next year.
That is true, yes.
And Saquon not a good short yardage back.
All right. 215-592-9494. Dan in Westchester. You're on WIP.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dan.
What's up, Dan? This tush push is driving everybody crazy.
Why'd you say Dan like that? We don't even know Dan.
No, it wasn't nice about Dan. Dan, I'm sorry. That was focused on Jack and it was focused on Ike.
Well, I have something for all three of you.
Yeah.
And they're very simple. First of all, Ike,
yes.
You deserve a medal because you always have. You're never afraid to state a contrary opinion and go with it. And I'm going to say something right now. What if Jeffrey Lurie stood up tomorrow and said, you know what? Screw the NFL. We're never going to run the tush-push again.
Oh, brave. We shouldn't. We're going to show everyone by not running our good play.
And they're going to kick everybody's ass, like Ike said.
Exactly.
Like Ike said, yep.
And in 2017, guess what energized the Eagles?
Being underdogs.
Being underdogs and no respect. And they said, okay, fine. You don't want to respect us? We're going to kick everybody's ass on the way to the Super Bowl. And they did.
Yep.
Yes, Spike.
I hope your dad's okay, Spike. I like
him. He's doing good. Yeah, he's fine.
Boy.
The argument between my wife every time he came, because my wife, I loved the content that he had. Such great insight.
Wow.
He didn't like the method of delivery. And okay.
Yeah, I would say, I might side with your wife occasionally on that one. But why don't you give us, Dan, give us a great leading man.
Fritz, what is the difference between Great Britain and the United Kingdom?
That's a damn good question. One's a country, one's the island?
Huh?
Nope, not even close, hey, right?
I think you were on the other day and you said that the United Kingdom was England, Wales, Scotland,
yep.
Northern Ireland,
yep.
and Ireland.
Thank you. Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah, Ireland's not part of it.
All right.
You're right. One is the island. The island of Great Britain, which does not include Northern Ireland.
Is this leading man related?
Well, it could be.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't think the Tush Push is going to get banned. I think there's enough owners that are into fairness, and you don't need a lot of them. And I don't think that Goodell is powerful enough to push through fairness, but that's just my opinion. I think the Eagles will probably win 12 to 14 games next year, but they'll still be formidable.
Will they be worse?
Yeah, they're going to be a little worse.
Okay, all right.
The defense is going to take some time to recover.
All right. Now that we've gone through what is actually in the United Kingdom, do you have a leading man for us for next question?
Yeah, I go with it was a great movie in my opinion and a great actor. Scent of a Woman, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino is a great leading man.
Pacino, he's not.
No, he's not. Adam Sandler's better.
He's
would you stop with
Pacino is a little overrated as a leading man,
yeah.
I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got
two good movies.
Scarface,
yep.
Scent of a Woman.
Okay.
That's a leading man performance.
Oscar for it, I can't say it's not a good movie. It's not one of my favorites, but yeah.
Heat?
Hold on. And Heat, yes.
Okay.
Hold on.
Any Given Sunday?
I'm missing one?
That movie's terrible.
Yeah.
I like
Any Given Sunday is good, but I just don't like him as a coach.
Okay, that's fair.
But the movie was definitely a good movie.
I liked Any Given Sunday, yeah.
The movie was terrible. What are you
Sharks?
About,
is that the team it was? The Sharks?
Sharks. A lot of guys was in that movie. T.O. was in that movie. Irvin Fryer was in that movie.
That movie was like I know it was in college.
L. Cool J.
That movie was kind of like the Blue Chips of football a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that movie.
That's one of my favorite football movies.
Willie Beeman?
Yeah. Steaming Willie Beeman.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Jack in Ridley Park.
LT was in that movie.
LT was in that?
Yeah. Lawrence Taylor was in that movie.
Jack, what's up?
Hey, man. What's up, guys?
What's up, Jack?
So listen, I'm a huge fan of the Tush Push, but if it goes away, I don't care.
Mm.
Eagles are going to do fine without it. They still have the best offensive line in football.
Mm-hmm.
So no worries, and Ike, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah,
and you don't worry that along with all the personnel they've lost, they're going to lose Goddard most likely. I think we all agree.
I want to shove it down their throat.
Okay, there it is.
Down their throat with or without the Tush Push.
Okay. There we go. See, I got to get the people back in the right frame of mind, man. What are we doing here?
No, we need
Spike, to. You're trying to lead a brigade that. I mean, my goodness, what are you guys fighting with?
We got to go back to our roots.
Slingshots.
Which is whining that everybody hates us. You know, the last caller said, Dan, said that we were underdogs.
Yeah.
And part of it is thinking that everybody's against us.
Sure.
And in this Tush Push scenario, everyone is against us.
I'm telling you, this is the great motivating factor. This is the motivating thing that we needed. We didn't even know we needed this. We needed something to put a battery in our back. This is it.
Mm. I would like to have the play, though.
I'm with Ike.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, Jack.
Good job, Jack.
Jack, you...
Mike, grow a set, buddy.
All right, Jack. I have a set. I have a set. Right. I just
My
let everyone relax.
Is real, for real.
Yeah, it is.
My leading man is Robert Redford in The Sting.
Yes, sir.
That's a great... You don't
Robert
need
Redford.
To... Now, I like people
it's
giving us a...
Old school leading man right there.
Yes, Redford was the GOAT leading man for a while, I'd say.
Al Pacino, Godfather, man. Come on.
Oh, did we not say Godfather?
Yeah, that's on me. I would expect you. You don't even like...
I know
that movies.
Nah, they're too
that's
fake.
That's on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's on me.
What do we have next? Oh, baseball. Phil's back in action tonight.
Uh huh.
The Fightins are back.
High hopes, Jackie. Baseball. High hopes. Ring the bell. Report next.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Report. Yes. Anything particularly interesting in the High Hope Shaggy Baseball Report next?
No, you're just going to talk about the book.
Okay. Yeah. No, book? We're not just going to talk about the book.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
We'll have the bats,
something,
man.
We'll have something.
No,
good
we're
in
over
there.
The bats. I,
like, we're over the bats?
Yeah, who cares?
Okay. I didn't know.
Lindor doesn't have a hit. He uses it all the time.
So you think it was a little bit of an overreaction?
Well, Nestor Cortez sucks. You know, okay. So the Yankees lit him up.
Well,
know?
Nestor Cortez does suck.
Yeah.
But all right. 215-592-9494. It is Convince Me Wednesday. Convince me the Eagles aren't going to be worse next year with all of these losses, including the tush push. I completely forgot about Goddard, by the way. And next question today, based on, in honor of Val Kilmer, give us a great leading man. High Hope's Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.